Independent Home Care Esther speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Esther. It's Sue over in the call center. And I have the wife of Jose's aide, Addison Velour.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's going to be 600 milligrams. He's going to take it twice a day for 10 days.
Twice a day, 10 days.
Okay, I'm going to send that in for you guys. Now, you said they didn't really debride. Are they planning to debride more or no?
He's going to go in for a angio next week, and then after that, they'll decide. Yeah.
I see. Okay, I did read one of their notes that they were going to get an angio just to see how much blood flow is in that leg.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will send in the linazolid for him. What pharmacy do you guys use?
Kenny's on electronic card.
Okay, I will send that in. And unfortunately right now, St. Joe's doesn't have an outpatient infectious disease team. They used to, but right now they're only doing inpatient. So as he has these debridements, he may develop more infections.
Okay.
And kind of my role in that will be to treat the infections as they come. Because the main thing of getting that wound closed is going to be wound care and debridement and all that sort of thing, which vascular will work on you with. And if you aren't already seeing wound care, they may set you up with wound care. But when we have these big open wounds like this, that's kind of what we do with IV is we just treat skin infections as they come about while it's being debrided and doing in wound care. Because that's, like I said, the mainstay of what's going to help close that wound eventually.
Is this a common thing to get it to be infected from time to time? So it's not like it's abnormal?
Right.
Okay.
Like this is kind of what we do. We work with wound care pretty closely, and we just prescribe antibiotics as these infections arise because, you know, we don't want to keep them on antibiotics, especially if we're not treating anything, because then it just develops resistance to those antibiotics.
Right.
Okay. So you know, this whole time, I want to reserve them so that way, you know, when these infections do come up, we treat them like that. So, going forward can kind of be how we do things is, you know, as skin infections arise, if we can, we swab them. And then we kind of go based on that, and we just treat them for, you know, anywhere from 7 to 14 days. 10 days seems to be that sweet spot. So we'll do the 10 days of linazolid, and then, you know, he'll go back to vascular and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
Vascular can reach out to us, but also if you guys notice that he's having signs of an infection coming up after it's cleared, you can also reach out to us and let us know.
Yeah, his nurse that comes in, she's great. She was the one that kind of suspected something was going on. That's why we got into vascular last week. And like today, I just looked up Mercer to see what that was. And he does have like one area is swollen and does kind of feel like pussy or fluidy underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, okay, that makes sense. And he just feels lousy, just lousy.
Yeah, Mercer can be a pretty hard-hitting infection too. So the medication I'm giving him is really good coverage against it. And it was something that when we culture stuff, we get, like, something called susceptibility vomit. So we test it against antibiotics to make sure the antibiotics aren't resistant.
Okay.
And so this linazolid I'm giving him is susceptible and is going to help get rid of that bug in there.
Okay. Is it something he needs to eat and drink?
What'd you say?
Is it something he needs to, like, eat and drink with it?
Linazolid can be associated with a pretty heavy GI symptom, so I recommend eating with it just to avoid those.
Okay.
Another thing you could do is if, you know, if he does start to have nausea or smell diarrhea, you can start a probiotic for like yogurt, fermented food, those sorts of things.
Okay.
But this one, it can cause pretty bad nausea. You know, some people take it and it's fine.
Okay.
Some people get some nausea from it.
Yeah, like he's been having problems with amoxicillin.
Yeah, I'm going to have you guys stop the augmentin because that's not going to cover this bug.
Okay, so just stop taking it. Okay.
Yeah, they have put you on it just to kind of cover a bunch of different things, which is typically what we do until we have culture data.
Okay.
So now that we have the culture, we'll do that. So I will send that medication in, and then what I'll do is I'll probably give you guys a call in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just to see how he's doing, see how he's feeling, see how everything looks. And we can kind of just go from there.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. And he'll, I'll be able to pick it up tonight.
Hello.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
And then I had one other question.
Oh, sure.
I don't remember who it was. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I'm on the phone with Nastasha too, trying to find out when a home health aid person is coming.
Oh, I know. Do you have our office phone number to call us?
I only have 464-2500, and I don't think that's the right number.
No, I can give it to you if you have something right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 315-464-9360.
Okay, Mr. Zane, infectious disease.
Okay. That's our operator number, so if you forget our number, you can use that, you know, talk to the operator to get you to us, but that's our direct line to our triage nurse.
Okay, okay, perfect, okay.
You know, if you have any questions that won't go away, I want you to give our office a call.
I will do that. Thank you very, very, very much. Can you spell the antibiotic he's on? He's going to say?
Linezolid, Linezolid.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just so I can help the nurse know.
Oh,
nope, not at all. She did a temperature. Everything was good today. Yep, she comes in 3 times a week. So that's awesome.
You know, catch it before. At that point.
Yep. Oh, yeah, please do. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. I'm so sorry. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for waiting. I appreciate that very, very much.
No problem.
I'm trying to get to know when Jose will be coming, if he's coming either Thursday or Friday of this week.
Thursday. I switched the schedule just Thursday. Like as of, I couldn't obviously do that change. He was already there Monday, so he didn't go on Tuesday, but I already made the change. So he'll be there Thursday and then next week, Tuesday and Thursday and so forth.
Yeah, well,
I just have
is
a
there
question.
Any
Sorry, go ahead.
Can Jose come Friday instead of tomorrow? His sister's coming from out of town, and I did not know that until today. So that's the only reason I'm bugging you guys.
Okay, let me call the other patient because I already called the other one to make the change, and just let him know, and I'll let you know if it's okay.
What is your name, dear?
Esther.
Esther. Oh, see, I thought I was talking to you. I kept saying Esther, and everybody wasn't sure who I was talking about. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I talked to Esther. If you can't change it, Esther, that's okay. You know, she
I'm
can just do all that, but she's coming in. Huh?
I said, I'll try to change it.
Okay.
Should I call back Edison's wife?
Yeah, but 569-8375, yes, please, very much.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Thank you, and I promise I won't change it again.
No worries. Let me see what I can do, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. Bye now.